And then they put me in their place and they shot, you know. And I worked for them for 14 years, cutting meat. Mm-hmm. Call them butchers, you know, call them butchers. So I'm calling meat cutters and all like that, you know. It's regular butcher what it is, you know, in the market. What kind of work you ever done? Nothing? Huh?
Well...
Do what?
I just got out of college.
Got out of college?
Yeah.
I thought you knew some college. More than what I do. I ain't got no time to educate. Fourth grade all I went to.
Uh-huh.
And I learned more when I went to cutting meat and stuff like that there, you know, figuring and all up like that, you know, see? Mm-hmm. You got a whole lot of figuring to do that in the meat market business.
Mm-hmm.
Hind quarters and fore quarters and all like that, you know. And how much you sell it for a pound or 2 pounds or whatever you want to buy, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you come from a large family?
Huh?
Did you have a large family?
No, I didn't have no family at all, man.
I mean, when you were growing up, did you have a lot of brothers and sisters, or?
Oh, yeah, there was 10 of us in the family, yeah. There was 10 in our family.
Mm-hmm.
They all died off. I only got one sister left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She lived down at Seminole. She's married. She ain't in good health, though. She's down in health all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Always in the hospital. Naval hospital, see, old man retired chief petty officer, you know. She'd go to Naval hospital. Well, I'd go to hospital too if I wanted to. Not sure. I'd have to go to Biloxi, some other place, veterans hospital, you know. War veteran, you know. I'd go to any government hospital. Well, I could too, Navy Yard, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I could go down there if it's an emergency, something like that, you know.
How long did you work in the Navy Yard?
Huh?
How long did you say you worked in the Navy Yard?
17 years. A little better. I had to come out, kind of that on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're working around machinery and stuff like that, you know, you can't just one-hand it.
Mm-hmm.
You'd like to wake up with no hands.
Mm-hmm.
And them layers and things, you know. Yeah, I had a good job down there, but I had to give it up. I was making $12.98 a day when I had to give it up.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 months before I was drawing a dime after I come out from down there.
Mm-hmm.
Sure was. My old lady hadn't been working and I hadn't been drawing my war pension. I don't know what the heck we would have done. Sure enough. I wouldn't have had all this yet if I hadn't been working Navy Yard. Wouldn't own this free place or nothing. When I had all this funds and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I made my money, you know.
You owned 3 houses on the
street? Yeah. This and next door, another little old house.
Mm-hmm.
Owned all 3 of them. I don't owe a dime on none of them. They're all paid for. Yeah. Well, person got to give up someday. They can't stay young and spruce and spry all their life. But I've had my fun, my young days. I used to have a good time.
What did you do?
Go to frolics, dances, go courting, take gals out or something, go to picture show, and they go to different places, you know, things like that. I'd give up one girl, I'd have another one. Well, they said I looked pretty good then, you know. I used to have pompadour hair, you know.